Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Obi Young, president of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and director for the studios from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Managing Safety, and this is Obi Young reporting from Orlando, Florida, talking with a young lady over at Lakeland, Florida. In fact, you're on the campus of Sun and Fun there. Where are you located, Lori?
Well, actually, Obi, we are located right now. I'm speaking to you from the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. That is my day job. I'm one of the, one of the science teachers here. This is my third year. So we have the pleasure of being located right across from the Florida Air Museum, right on the grounds of Sun and Fun. There's just no better place to be.
And Lori has been a mover and a shaker for some time there on the campus with Sun and Fun. Not too long ago, we were able to talk with the International Space Station, thanks to Lori, working with NASA. And she's been, I guess, to space camp. Is that right, Lori?
Yes, sir. I've had the pleasure, because of the students that I teach, not only to be a part of the space camp for educators that was held in Huntsville, but I also was able to put a team of people together, again, thanks to our chemistry students that last summer in July actually participated with NASA in their zero-G flight. George Bartuska, who's our engineering teacher, and many of the radio listeners will know Ernie and Joyce Sanborn, actually also joined us as a team, as part of the team from the Florida Air Museum. And we had the opportunity to feel what it was like to actually be in microgravity. It was awesome. It was absolutely awesome.
So you and George have been busy teachers and keeping the kids enthusiastic, and you've got a new title and a new event that's going on. What's your new title there?
Well, I am proud to tell you, I officially, as of Thursday, I am currently Lieutenant Bradner, and I am the new commander of the Central Florida Aerospace Civil Air Patrol Squadron. This is a wonderful, wonderful, exciting time for us, and this has been a long time coming, Obi. I can certainly tell you that.
Well, I know that you've been working on it a couple of years there. I can remember when you and George were first going to the CAP meetings, and this is going to be a composite squadron. I guess that means cadets, which would be young people, and adults or senior members combined there, and you've got some help there. Who else is helping you with the squadron?
Well, it's very interesting. When George and I started the process a year ago, we were, thanks to Captain Butler over in Brandon, and certainly I've got to give credit where credit is due to my cadet commander, Timothy Pollock, as well as his father, Mr. Pollock, who is one of our senior members. The thought was to start a school squadron, simply because of the number of students that we had here, and that we would open it to all of the students in Polk County schools. Fortunately, when Major Gellner came, the more the word got out, what we found, Obi, was that there was not only interest from the high school students, but we had middle school students involved. And then, of course, an integral part of education is the parents. And the next thing you know, we had parents coming forward saying they wanted to be members. And Major Gellner was actually the gentleman that said, I think this needs to be a composite squadron. And it's wonderful because our students and the student cadets will actually have the benefit of learning from the senior members, because many of our senior members have been former Civil Air Patrol, are currently Civil Air Patrol, and certainly pilots. Now, as always, OB, you know, things go much better when you have a team. And I can't say enough about the faculty and staff here, as well as the parents. Currently, our senior members and those that will be serving as officers here will be, of course, George Bartuska, my partner in crime, who is going to be our deputy commander, Dr. Charles Jones, who is going to serve not only as our safety, but as he is also not only a pilot, but is going to have his Civil Air Patrol wings reinstated, so he will be able to fly the students in their orientation flights.
Gary Boyd, people know him as Skip, right?
Yes, they know him as Skip. That's correct. Gary Roy, who, of course, is our avionics instructor here at the school. And it turns out, lo and behold, when we started this, he was also a Civil Air Patrol member. And because of his interest in airframe and power, as well as the certifications he holds, he's going to be a great asset to the team. We also have Judy Cole, who is our new math instructor. I needed more women on the team, Obi, more women. And Ms. Cole actually stepped up the plate, and she's actually going to serve as one of my senior members and officers, as well as Keith Smith. I'm pleased to tell you we have a new administrator here, Mr. Keith Smith. He came in, I guess, about 4 months ago, and is just a mover and a shaker himself, and was willing to step up to the plate and not only be an administrator here at the school, but help to serve as a CAP senior member as well.
That's wonderful.
That and along with the parents, I've got about 12 parents that have signed up as senior members that are serving not only as our publicity officer, that is Tamara Seaman, but also I have Alice Worcester, who is heading up our parent committee, and Patricia Fleischer, who is serving, who has a bookkeeping background, who is actually going to be serving as my finance officer. So certainly this is not a solo endeavor by any means, Obi.
Well, it sounds like a huge undertaking. Now, I know that y'all been very active with Junior Air Force, ROTC. How is the relationship going to work between your existing program and the new program with the CAP cadets?
Well, it's really wonderful, and I have to tell you, I really cannot give enough kudos, if you will, or thank Colonel John Miller, who is, of course, in charge and the commanding officer of our Junior Air Force ROTC. He has been, for lack of a better term, a godsend to me, especially my learning curve has been, it's been a learning curve, a very steep learning curve, to say the least. And he's been willing to take me under the wing because, of course, both units are part of the U.S. Air Force. The Civil Air Patrol is an auxiliary unit. And, of course, the Junior ROTC is also under the umbrella of the Air Force. There are slight differences, but as Colonel Miller and I talked about it, there are things that the Junior Air Force ROTC cannot offer simply because of limitations and liability that the Civil Air Patrol can. And so really, truthfully, in order to have a complete program and in order to give our students, especially the students here at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, a full experience, if you will, it's wonderful to have the marriage of the two programs. Colonel Miller has certainly been instrumental in helping us with the uniforms, helping those of us that needed a brief on the drill, and certainly military etiquette. He's been wonderful and has stepped up to the plate to do that. And really, truthfully, fortunately, because of course, given the status of the Air Force ROTC and the program that he's run here, which is number one in the nation, they earned that rank, his vision for next year is that during the pass and review, when our Commander-in-Chief, Cecil McClellan, who's the principal at Kathleen High School, comes forward to actually do the review of our flights, he truly, his vision is that the Civil Air Patrol and the ROTC, that he and I would stand shoulder to shoulder as commander, and I'm certainly humbled by that, but that Mr. McClellan would do a pass and review of at least 6 or 7 flights of students, and it would be a conglomeration of not only the ROTC cadets, but also the Civil Air Patrol cadets.
Well,
and
that's
so I could not ask for better, Obi. Could not ask for better.
It sounds like a wonderful relationship, and I know it's not something that happened overnight.
No.
I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break here just for 1 minute, and we'll be
Absolutely.
Right back with you with Managing Safety.
Now, let's rejoin Obi Young and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
Welcome back. This is Obi Young with Managing Safety, and today we're talking with Lori Bradner, and Lori has been very, very active in the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, and she's getting now active in the United States Air Force Auxiliary, the Civil Air Patrol. Tell us a little bit how the Civil Air Patrol started and some of the history behind it, if you would, Lori.
Well, I will, and actually it's very interesting because the Civil Air Patrol actually started, believe it or not, in the late 1930s. And the history of the group goes back to 1 week prior to Pearl Harbor, believe it or not. And essentially what happened is that they had over 150,000 volunteers. It really started as a volunteer organization of individuals, and of course this is near and dear to our heart with Sun and Fun right around the corner, that simply loved aviation. They loved everything about flying, and really what they wanted to do is they really wanted to put their skills, they had varying levels of skills, but they wanted to put their skills and their planes to use for defense of the county, and they decided to come together, and they really formed the Civil Air Patrol group 1 week, as I mentioned before Pearl Harbor. Since that time, the Civil Air Patrol has actually logged over more than 500, and this was actually, they were assigned to the War Department, under the jurisdiction of the Army Air Corps. And what they ended up doing was they ended up logging over 500,000 flying hours. Believe it or not, during the time they sank, they actually were credited with sinking two enemy submarines. And really what they were credited for was saving crash victims during World War II. And this is all very, very well documented. I will tell you that on July 1st in 1946, Harry Truman, president at the time, signed the public law, it was Public Law 476, that incorporated the Civil Air Patrol and made it the nonprofit organization that it is today. In 1948, Congress was the one that actually passed, they passed a law that made it the true auxiliary of the new U.S. Air Force at the time.
And now, Laura, you don't know, but this was a trick question, see?
It was? Oh, my.
Yeah,
did I get it right?
It was in Coastal Patrol Squadron number 11.
Oh, you
my goodness.
You
know that little airplane, the J-3, that throws one of the bombs out and sinks the submarine?
Yes.
We had credit for one of those.
Are you serious?
We had
well,
a.
Did I get the question right? At least I knew my facts.
Oh, yeah. And you talked about the flying beforehand. We actually have barracks there in Pascagoula, Mississippi. And the Civil Air Patrol was just like the regular Army, you know, the
they
Army
were.
Air Corps, and we were there. Let's talk a little bit about the three-part mission of the Civil Air Patrol and how you're going to work that into the activities there at the Lakeland campus.
Well, this is actually the Civil Air Patrol, because we are open not only to students, but also we invite any pilots that have anyone that has any interest or love of aviation. I'm sending out a personal invitation as the commander. Please come join us. The three-part mission, really, of the Civil Air Patrol is aerospace education. They are geared toward cadet programs and really nurturing and mentoring young people. Obviously, that is our future. And, of course, they are still extraordinarily active OB with emergency services. And you cannot mention that, of course, without mentioning 9/11, because the Civil Air Patrol was literally one of the only groups that was given clearance and the okay to actually fly over the towers once they had collapsed. So certainly this is a wonderful organization that has been long recognized not only by the government and Congress, but by anyone that has any interest in aviation or has done any study in aviation for their contributions, not only to the defense of the country, but as we mentioned, also for emergency services. Really right now, our group is going to be focused on aerospace education. The students will be able to take their orientation flights because, as you know, many we have not only high school students but middle school students involved. And, you know, it just many of them, surprisingly, have never had that experience of flying, which is unbelievable to me. I'm very fortunate to have flown. But that's our main goal, is let's really get them hooked on aviation. Let's get them in the sky. And, of course, with the pilots that we have involved, the pilots that we have on staff, certainly with Major Gellner's help, that is something that we're looking to do. And then the cadet programs help them not only from an ethics and a character development perspective, but also to learn the ins and outs. Not only of amateur radio and ham radio and radio controls, but traffic controls. Certainly, given what you do at the FAA with safety, flight safety is key, and really training them not only to be how to be safe in the air, but what it takes to make these planes safe to fly from a mechanical perspective as well as from a flight perspective. So there's a tremendous amount of education. The students and the senior members both do testing We actually will go through testing periodically in order that we can earn our ranks and move up in the ranks. We have speakers that will be coming in that will share their knowledge, hopefully with radio-controlled planes. Anyone and everyone that has any interest or any knowledge that they can share is welcome. We really want to make this an educational opportunity, not only for the students, but also for the senior members as well.
Well, Laura, I can tell right now this is going to be impossible to cover all the activities that you're doing just with the Civil Air Patrol starting up here as a unit and some of the other activities, but we do want to make mention of those, and maybe you and Keith, and we can do another program in a couple of weeks if that's okay with you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I know one of the things we were talking about is y'all were working with the cadets from England that are coming over for Sun and Fun, and that's an important thing that's going on here just right around the corner. So we do want to mention Sun and Fun and some of the involvement that y'all are going to be working with some of the cadets. And what are they called from the young people from England?
They are called the British Cadets, and that is actually that as and the group. I believe that is how I know them, Mr. Obi. So if I've misspoken, please correct me. But the British cadet group that is actually coming over, they are the counterpart to the Civil Air Patrol here in the United States. Now, as you know, the history, the British cadets have had a very, very long-standing. They've been a pillar of Sun and Fun, and certainly have been coming over for many, many years. I know that they've worked in conjunction with other Civil Air Patrol groups that have been represented at Sun and Fun. And this year, which is what is wonderful, is last year we were able to partner them as students, but this year we're really looking to partner them, and certainly their commanders have been wonderful in embracing our group. And we're looking to bring the groups together not only for encampment, but for socials, for education, but also to have them work together in Sun and Fun and work side by side, with the ultimate goal, I think, for all of us is really creating an international exchange program between the two groups, which would be certainly the benefits to the students are too numerous to mention there.
Laurie, this is just typical with the International Space Station that you were working on back in the first of last year. And the activities you've been doing, I would think nothing less than that you do this. And I think you're also working with another country. Is it Norway?
We are, and I'm proud to tell you, thanks to Polk County and their support, last year, if you remember, we had a group of Norwegian students that came over from Nonnenstadt School, which is in Oslo, Norway. It's just outside of Oslo. And they came over, and from a little bit of serendipity, we actually met up, and the two groups were able, our students and their students were able to meet, and their students actually became part of our education program with Colonel Bob Springer, the astronaut that we had in. We started a relationship and a conversation, and as it turns out, they have their school, like ours, is affiliated with a museum. Well, the Florida Air Museum is experimental aircraft. The museum that is located in Oslo, their air museum, is military. And I was very lucky and very fortunate, Obi, to have been extended an invitation over Thanksgiving to go and speak not only to their school board, if you will, and their politicians, but their administrators, and actually help try to set up a sister program. I must tell you, the scaffolding was already there. It was just a matter of filling in the blanks. And this year, they will be coming back. They are bringing 20 of their students over, and they will be coming back. And we have two concurrent projects the Central Florida Aerospace Academy is doing. One is working with the Norwegian Department of Defense on the new AIS satellite technology that is there. And then their group is actually going to be working with us on our new Motorola grant. Motorola was kind enough to extend a grant to us for $5,000 to actually work on an international core drilling project. And so we are going to be collecting data here from Florida and then comparing it comparing some of those core samples and the pollution, looking at water pollution and soil pollution, and doing a comparison and contrast between the two countries together. So, you know, again, once again, we, like the International Space Station, we're just taking our education, we're making education international. Why not?
You're off and running. We've got time for just a couple more questions that I think they're very important. Our listeners probably want to know, do you have to be a student at CFAA to join the CAP unit there?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I have. You do not have to be a student at all. As I mentioned, anyone that is interested, you can certainly. Our meetings are held on Thursday. Now, fortunately, thanks to Sun and Fun and Polk County School Board, we are able to host the meetings here at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, which is right on the grounds of Sun and Fun. And our meetings are Thursdays from 3:30 to 5:30. Anyone that is interested that wants to come and check us out and see what we're all about, we would love to have us. We welcome you with open arms. Anyone from age 12 to 112 is welcome. And certainly we would love it. You know, we are looking, and anyone that is, again, that has any love of flying and certainly loves educating the young people of today about aviation, we welcome you. Please come.
All right. If they've got more questions, is there someone they can call, or is there a website they can go to or anything like that?
Actually, right now, if they certainly they would be welcome to contact the Central Florida Aerospace Academy for more information, and that number is 863-647-4761. And when they do, if they would just give tell them that they are calling in regards to the Civil Air Patrol, and then if they will just use my name, Lori Bradner, Mrs. Anders, who just keeps us all running here, certainly will take their name and number. I had a couple of people that are here for Sun and Fun that have already done so, and I've made contact with them. And actually, Obi, they're going to be joining us this Thursday, believe it or not. And so I'm excited about that. So I will most definitely get back in touch with you. And they are also welcome if they're here on the grounds for Sun and Fun and they just want to pop in and find out some more information, I'll be here too, and I'll be more than happy to talk with them.
Okay, and that number again is 863-647-4761, and just tell them that they're interested in the Civil Air Patrol, and y'all will follow up from there.
That is correct, absolutely.
Okay, well, this pretty much wraps up Managing Safety for this week. We've been talking with Lori Bradner, who is into everything on the face of the earth and way above the earth, in the sky and all around. She's an international visitor and promoter of aviation and aviation safety and young people. We are really blessed to have a young lady like this working with the kids in Central Florida. And anybody who says there's not anything to do in Polk County is not looking, because there's lots to do and lots to learn. Lori, thank you so much for visiting with us today.
Obi, thank you so much for this opportunity, and just know how much we appreciate all that you do. Thank you so much.
Okay, and this is Obi Young for Managing Safety.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.